Hello, my name is Jenny Gray, and a very warm welcome to day 7 of our 7 days of different exercise ideas. If you've been with me each day, then a huge congratulations. You have made it to the end of the week. Today, we're going to go over some of the main exercises that we have covered over the last 7 days, so that you can start to incorporate them into a daily routine. As I explained on day 1, our body is like the engine of a car which needs to be warmed up before driving away. Well, we need to warm our joints up before starting our day 2. As with all other days, I will do my very best to explain how to do each exercise and importantly how it should be feeling. But as I cannot see you, I'm not able to check for any movement mistakes, and I'm therefore relying on you to make sure that every movement is safe and pain-free. So please, if you feel any discomfort or unusual pain, then stop the exercise and stay sitting in your chair and only rejoin us if and when you feel able. All the exercises you do at your own volition. We cannot be responsible for any misinterpretations of any of the exercises. I so wish I could see you, but I will be with you every step of the way and guide you with descriptions that will hopefully be as clear as if I was standing right in front of you. Now, please remember to put your phone on loudspeaker with the volume turned up high so that you can do the hand and arm exercises without holding the phone in one hand and having to change hands. And as I've said every day, please make sure you're sitting in a chair that is supporting your back, with your feet flat on the ground. I have a picture in my mind now of you all sitting upright, backs nice and tall, with your phone beside you, all ready for the class. So let's begin. I want you to imagine you have just woken up and you're sitting up in bed. Before you get out of bed, we're going to get our bodies warmed up and ready to go. The first thing to do should always be breathing. We start by taking a big deep breath slowly in through the nose, then exhale through the mouth. Again, in and out. Keep going. It's so important at the beginning of the day to fill your lungs with deep breaths, so that you, as you start to move and your circulation starts to flow faster around the body, it's carrying a good supply of oxygen to feed our cells. Right, we're ready now to begin warming up those joints. Let's start with rubbing our hands together, getting a little faster as you feel them warm up. This movement helps to get our circulation right down to the tips of our fingers. And now let's warm up our knuckles by opening and closing our hands. Open and close. Open and close. Good. And now we can bend and flex our wrists up and down with our hands. Up and down, using our wrists as a hinge. Make sure you really focus on how you're moving your wrist joint. Keep your lower arms still while you move your hands up and down, up and down. Now let's draw a few circles with both hands so that we're rotating the wrist joint round in one direction, and now change and rotate them in the other direction. Wonderful. Let's continue working on up the arms by bending and straightening our elbows. Bend and straighten. Bend and straighten. One more time. Bend and straighten. And finally, bring your hands up to rest on your shoulders. From this position, we're going to warm up and loosen the shoulders. Bring your elbows up so they're pointing towards the ceiling, and feel a stretch down your side. Now gently draw circles with your elbows so that you're rotating your shoulder joints. Round you go. And now back the other way. You should be feeling a stretch through the chest and the upper back if your circles are big enough. And relax. Let's take some big deep breaths again. In and out. in and out. Don't forget, we're imagining we're still in bed. All the exercises we have done so far can be done while you're still sitting in bed, before your day has really begun. The exercises should be starting to feel familiar, and your joints should be starting to respond more readily. Are you noticing any changes? Are you finding the exercises slightly easier? They should be. And what's more, as you continue these exercises, you will find that they get easier and you feel more confident in your moves. Now we can focus on our legs. As with the upper body, we need to get our circulation right down to our toes. So let's tap our toes on the floor, keeping our heels on the ground. We can tap, tap, tap away. Imagine your favourite song is playing as your toes tap to the beat. Can you feel the muscles in the front of your leg working? Moving on to our ankle joint, let's lift one foot off the ground and bend and flex the foot so that the ankle is working like a hinge as we warm the joint up. Bend and flex, bend and flex. And now rotate that foot, drawing big circles with your toes so that the ankle goes through its full mobility. Round one way, and now change and rotate the foot the other way. And now let's repeat these exercises with the other ankle. Lift the foot off the ground and bend and flex three times to warm the joint up. And now rotate the foot in one direction, round and round, and then in the other direction, round and round. And replace the foot back on the ground. So far, all these exercises we have done, we could do from the comfort of sitting in our bed. Instead of tapping toes on the floor, you could be wiggling your toes to get your circulation flowing down to them, and then continue with the bending, flexing and rotating of your foot to warm the ankles. Now, however, we're going to exercise the knees and work on our hips. So having warmed yourself up while still in bed, you would now need to move to a comfortable chair with a supportive back to finish your morning routine. Are we sitting comfortably? Now, imagine you're on a football pitch. We have the football in front of us and we need to kick it up into the air, first with one foot several times. So lift your foot off the ground and swing your foot forward and back, forward and back, forward and back. Now lower that foot back to the ground and change to the other foot. And let's swing it forward and back. Not too high a kick, it's just about warming up those knee joints. And put it back on the ground. Once we've warmed the knees, we can move up to our hips. Such an important joint to keep flexible and strong. So today, while still sitting in our chairs, let's climb some stairs. Check your posture. Is your back supported by the back of the chair? Let's take a few deep breaths. It's a long flight of stairs we're about to climb. Big breath in and out. Tighten the tummy muscles and let's start climbing. Lift one foot after another, up and down, up and down, up and down. Keep climbing and let's try and lift those feet just a little bit higher off the ground. Up and down, and we're at the top. We made it. We have just worked through a morning routine for you to practice each day or every other day. Remember to really focus on the part of the body you're working. Remember to take big, deep breaths at the beginning of your routine and again at the end of the routine. And as so much of our day is spent sitting, it is really important to check how you're sitting and try and hold your back tall and tighten those tummy muscles. Having a strong torso makes all our movements so much easier. I want to finish today by talking about how to get out of a chair and also about safety when walking. But please don't try either of these exercises now unless you have someone with you. Wait until there's someone who can support you as you initially practice. First, let's tackle the chair. Obviously, a chair with a high seat is preferable, as you don't have so far to lift yourself up. But regardless of the height of the chair, your position as you go to stand up is important. So move yourself forward in the chair so that you are close to the edge, but obviously not too close. And now slide your feet back behind your knees and lean your body forward slightly. This position automatically gives you an advantage as your thigh muscles are able to support and lift you more easily from the chair as you're already moving forward as you move up. If there are arms on the chair, all the better, use them to add that extra support and lift as you come up. Where your feet are positioned is so important, so do check that they are behind your knees before you lean forward, ready to stand up. And now walking. Over the years, I have noticed as we get older, people lose confidence in their balance and start walking flat-footed to compensate. This can lead to dropping your toes slightly, and before you know it, you've tripped on your toe and fallen. So ankle exercises are really important to maintain a strong ankle motion. When you're walking, really think about how you step and focus on a heel down first, then toe motion. This not only helps prevent tripping over your toe, but it also improves your whole leg motion as you walk, from the ankle right up to the hip. So stand tall, shoulders back, and off you go. Heel, toe, and feel the difference. And there we have it. We've finished day 7. If we were in a class together, I would suggest we give each other a clap. Instead, just know that I am thrilled that you have joined me today on the 7th day of our chair exercises on the phone. Please call again tomorrow and see what a benefit 7 days of exercising has made, and do keep going. I'm sure you'll notice a difference. And in the meantime, I would like to pray that God renews his steadfast spirit within each one of you and blesses you mightily. In Jesus' name, Amen.